We're joined now in the studio by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership and Dina Rousset of Launch Chapel Hill. She's the program manager there. Seven new startups just launched at Launch last month, and we're excited to welcome them and talk about them. So, Dina, Meg, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dina, let me start with you. Before we even talk about Launch, we were talking during the break, and you mentioned that your kid was at Culbreth Middle School. So before we even get to why we're actually here, what was your experience this morning? Because it's kind of our top story of the day.
So this morning at, I guess, around 7:45, I was having breakfast at Foster's, and I got a text from my one of my daughters, who's at Culbreth, telling me there was a fire and that there were two fire engines and an ambulance at the school.
And headed over there and picked her up?
I did not.
Okay.
I texted back to her to ask, was she okay, mm-hmm. and was school being closed? Happened that Roger Stansel, the town manager, was at the table next to me, so I headed that way and asked him if he knew anything about it.
That's good. It's good to be in Foster's, and you can just be like, everyone there is a mover and shaker, and uh-huh. you can just make it happen. All right. So, but everything's fine.
Everything is fine.
That's good. And as far as you know, school's back open tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Correct.
Yep. Okay. So we'll keep following that. Of course, if you've got kids at Culbreth, we'll let you know if we hear anything. But as of right now, it looks like school's back open tomorrow. Okay. So that's out of the way. Tell us about Launch Chapel Hill. We've got seven new startups coming in for a 22-week program. How exciting is it around there right now?
It is great fun. We have seven new companies that have joined as of mid-July, and those joined another 11 companies that were already in the space working. So we're a pretty full house at the moment. Lots of exciting things going on, and we've had lots of folks from the community come in and help recently.
And for people who don't know, how does this program work? It's 22 weeks long.
So Launch Chapel Hill, I'll back up a second. Launch Chapel Hill is a partnership between the town of Chapel Hill, Orange County, the University of North Carolina, and then a private donor. And the goal of it is really to support economic development and help create jobs in this area. So every 6 months, we bring in 8 to 10 new companies, usually, that are startups, that we layer them heavily with resources, hopefully help them to scale their businesses out into the community.
Awesome. And it's a 22-week program, and you connect them with business leaders, business mentors, things like that?
Yes. So everything from an entrepreneur in residence, who is a serial entrepreneur, who is meeting with them every other week. We then have another network of about 250 mentors who we connect with on a one-on-one basis. We have 10 different resource partners, local accountants, lawyers, marketers, PR firms who come in and help. So earlier today, we had a lunch and learn with David Jones, one of the top VCs in the area, who came in and helped companies understand what do they need to do at this stage in their seed funding to get that next round of venture capital funding.
Awesome. So we're speaking with Dina Rousset, Launch Chapel Hill Program Manager, Meg McGurk of the Downtown Partnership here as well. And Meg, talk about how important this incubator, and there's a couple in town, mm-hmm. How important they are to just the town's economy as a whole.
Absolutely. Well, Launch joins 1789 and the Midway Business Centers, two other startup kind of venture labs that are downtown. It's part of that ecosystem. And it's important because we want to foster the creative class in our community, and we want them to grow their businesses and keep them in our community here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and all of Orange County. And Launch was just an incredibly powerful and unique partnership between all those entities that Dina mentioned coming together in a very quick fashion, which is a very startup entrepreneurial, you know, mantra, and being able to kind of activate a really unique space and make this happen for a lot of people in the community that have really good ideas, and we want them to stay, and they want to stay.
And this is a really cool thing too, because UNC, especially in the last few years, but really in general, has been very, very big about entrepreneurship. When Holden Thorpe was chancellor, that mm-hmm. was his big initiative that's continued with Carol Folt. And we always talk about the brain drain, people who yeah. graduate from UNC Chapel Hill, and then they're great minds, they've got great ideas, but they're always moving out of Chapel Hill and yeah. going somewhere else. And this is an opportunity to further that entrepreneurship goal of UNC and also to keep people here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So launchchapelhill.com, by the way, is the website if you want to go online and learn more. Dina Rousset is the program manager. Meg McGurk, of course, with the Downtown Partnership. There's seven new ones, so let's talk about these seven. There's some really exciting new startups here.
Yes. Yeah, so a very diverse crowd. We have everything from BlipMe, which is a social app, to seal the seasons, which takes local produce, freezes it, and sells it locally. So you can take it all year round,
right?
So you can take it all year round, yep. Exactly. Folks that want to eat local now have an option to eat blueberries all year round that were harvested right here in this area.
So as opposed to waiting until tomato day at the farmer's market and only being able to get your heirlooms that one day, you can do it all year long.
What they do that one day is for about 2 weeks, I guess, right after seal the season started, they were freezing blueberries 24 hours a day. So you could have them all year long.
Wow, I like that.
And they're now sold in five different co-ops as well as one online retailer.
Very cool. So those are two of them. We've got Trill Financial, Tribal Intel, Textile Solutions, Swap Socks, which I like. I want to hear more about this in a second. And Waterless Buddies, which is a waterless car wash service.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So what are your favorites? I know you mentioned two already.
I have four children. I never mention favorites.
Right. You can't pick a favorite, yes.
I cannot pick a favorite startup. They are all doing interesting and different things.
Well, tell me about Swap Socks, because this one stood out to me as a really cool idea.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. It is three gentlemen from this area or with ties to this area, two of them grew up here, who then went away to college, started their business while they were in college, went out to California because, you know, you're starting a startup, many folks head out to California. They then had a local individual who was an angel investor reach out to them and said he wanted to invest. He said, you know, okay, you guys are from North Carolina. Why are you doing business in California? Why don't you bring the business back to North Carolina? We'll get you making the socks locally, selling them locally, and your investor is here. So they are at launch as of July.
Awesome. And again, a whole bunch of other really cool program startups that are coming into Launch Chapel Hill. LaunchChapelHill.com is the website. And a couple of these are really eco-friendly green as well. And I know that's been that's always a key goal of new startups and new initiatives. But I know Textile Solutions is about recycling. Waterless Buddies is about waterless car wash. And we waste so much of our water washing our cars all the time. So that's really cool. And I know that's a big initiative for Launch as well. This program has been around for a few years. What are your favorite success stories from the past?
So we've been around since January of 2013. Our three big success stories so far are Kiona Health, which is a healthcare triage app. While they were at launch, they raised about $550,000 that really helped them to get out into the market. Shortly thereafter, they signed a strategic investor. They are now in offices over at Europa Center, and they employ about eight people now.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So again, launchchapelhill.com is the website if you want to know more. Can just ordinary members of the community go in and check these people out?
Our doors are not open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, right,
yes,
right.
But they're open to our startups 24 hours a day. But we would ask people to reach out to us via email, info@launch.com or launchchapelhill.com, and we'd be happy to show them around.
And we'll see these businesses blowing up in the years to come because these are all really cool. So again, launchchapelhill.com is the website. So head there, learn more. Dina Rousset joining us, Meg McGurk from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And Meg, back to you, because I know we're talking about Launch today, but there's a couple of other really cool things coming up for Tar Heel Downtown and a couple of other things as well. So let's talk about Tar Heel Downtown, because this is cool.
This Friday, September 11th from 6 to 9 on the 140 West Plaza, we're holding basically a pep rally for UNC football on the evening before their first home football game against North Carolina A&T. So there's going to be live music, a ton of family-friendly activities and vendors and food, and it's all free. And we want people to come down and cheer on the Tar Heels. We're going to have the marching Tar Heels coming down Franklin Street. We're going to have the cheerleaders and Ramses all performing. So a little something for everyone.
Nice. How big was this last year when we did this?
Every year it's been a little bit different.
We've changed it up every year to
kind of like respond to what's been going on. This year we're definitely closing Church Street and we'll have the 140 West Plaza, but we're not closing Franklin Street, which we have in the past.
Okay.
So since we're doing it the night before, we're going to see how that works as like kind of a pep rally.
So how are they going to march down Franklin Street?
Well, it will be closed for that.
So it will be closed for that.
We will be making making sure they're safe.
It's not going to be one of those, like, walk down one lane and traffic going the other. I'm from Michigan. When they closed the Mackinac Bridge for the Labor Day walk, they closed one side and they have traffic going the other way.
No, but, we'll have the police so doing not... a rolling closure and then opening it up for them so they
like
come
down.
So
like education kind of thing where they close it. All right. All right. I like that. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. again this Friday the 11th right around the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. Mm-hmm. Church Street will be closed. So all of the big activity will be right around there, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Cool. So what else is going on that's exciting?
Tomorrow night. Aaron and I together on stage. I'm looking forward to this.
This kind of has nothing to do with anything that we've been talking about today. But Meg set it up. What's happening
We're going to DSI Comedy Theater tomorrow night at 8:30. Aaron will be hosting Match Game, and I will be one of the contestants. Or guests.
You don't have to put that in quotation marks.
Contestants. And I'll be playing for Volunteers for Youth, a local nonprofit that's near and dear to my heart. And there's going to be some celebrity guests that I'm really excited to meet. I mean, you got to come down tomorrow night, because when are you ever going to have the opportunity to meet both Honey Boo Boo and Kim Kardashian and Meg McGurk all at once? All at once.
I mean, maybe like two or three times in your life that'll happen, and this is one of them.
Yeah, and why would you want to miss it? So,
absolutely. So Meg will be there. Walter Storhol, voice of the Tar Heel women's basketball team, will be there. He'll be playing for Habitat for Humanity, and that's going to be a lot of fun. 8:30 tomorrow night. And again, check out Tar Heel Downtown this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., 140 West Franklin right there at the plaza. Meg, Dina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.